out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, and here we are on this, I believe it's Tuesday. Is that right, Manny? Yes, he said it's Tuesday. My goodness. Well, time goes by so quickly, you know. You don't know what day it is sometimes, and you just don't even know what week or month or year. I mean, I have that trouble now and then. But I do know one thing. Is that we have a new sponsor to the program. And the sponsor really is a video. Has to do with a new film. It's a political thriller. That's right. It's not a narrated documentary. It's an actual theatrical production. And it's called Uncivil Liberties. And the man who directed it is going to be with us momentarily. Tom Mercer. I'm sure you probably heard of him. Well, anyway, this motion picture has to do with being set in the near future when the government in the United States here resorts to heightened surveillance of its own people in the name of security and domestic extremists. And the domestic extremists start rebelling. Well, political intrigue abounds in a complex upside-down world as militia assassins Mike Wilson unexpectedly decides to renounce the violence his assignment demands. And Homeland Security official Cynthia Porter purposefully sabotages the high-tech government spying operation that she helped to create. Consequently, Mike and Cynthia must pay the price for betraying the organization that they had faithfully served. For following personal conscience over collective value. And let me say hello to Tom Mercer right now, director of the film. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
All right, okay. Well, you're going to be advertising the video on the program, right?
Later, yes.
Yes, good, good. Now, I must confess that I did watch as much as I was able to tonight, but I had some technical glitches with my copy of the DVD where we had pixelation problems and so forth. So I don't know if that's just something that, you know, happened. Of course, my luck, it would happen to me. But
you know, I've not heard about that from anybody else.
Naturally.
It is your luck.
Yes, it is. It's unique to me. I mean, the first VCR I ever bought, brand new out of the box, smoked, and it just burned up. I had to bring that back. And the same thing with the DVD and the computer. Right down the line, I've had trouble with everything. So it's not surprising, but I did see enough of the video and the production to see it to be very well produced and very well directed by you. So I'm very pleased to have you with us tonight on the program.
Thank you. I would say to people who, anybody experiencing a problem like that, the DVD would be replaced if
anybody else had
that problem. But
sure, sure.
I don't think they will.
Now, we have a quick break coming up at the beginning of the program, so
okay.
I won't get into any real questions right now. But I will tell people that they can speak directly to you if they wish to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And how long can you stay with us?
As long as you want.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes then. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Tom Mercer with us, director of Uncivil Liberties, a new thriller just getting ready to be distributed all over. So we will conduct the interview in just 3 minutes when we come back with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on RBN.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We're back now, and our guest is Tom Mercer, who has directed this new film, Uncivil Liberties. Tom, I of course, could read to the audience. I hate doing that. So let me just ask you to tell our listeners, first of all, a little bit about yourself, which I've read, your background, and how you have been really on top of this independent filmmaking movement that is a growing phenomenon now in American cinema and worldwide. Tell us a little bit about your background in public affairs and in politics and so forth.
Okay. I've entered the world of independent filmmaking as a second midlife career after spending over 20 years in government service. I entered government service really with the idea that it would be possible to make this a better place, make this country better. I was working for New York State, make the state better for its residents, and to do good things. And I got discouraged over these many years of trying to see if government could do good, and decided to leave the public service and try to have a bigger impact, more significant impact on culture and on political thinking by making movies. And this film, Uncivil Liberties, is a statement, a cautionary tale about what might happen if we let current trends continue and trade our rights of privacy and our rights of personal civil liberties. We trade trade them in for more and more security, mm-hmm. and in the name of fighting the so-called terrorist threat.
Mm-hmm.
About myself, a little more about myself. I mm-hmm. studied filmmaking when I was an undergraduate in college, and then life took a different turn, and I got interested in political science and politics and entered the government as a young man, and then discovered that I could go in the direction of filmmaking, and I surrounded myself with people who know more about it than I do
mm-hmm.
by forming an organization called Upstate Independence, a network of independent mm-hmm. filmmakers, like-minded people who are also trying to make a statement in film.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, that's wonderful that you have, because you know that it's very difficult to try to make a film today. A good script, that is, with any of
yep.
the Hollywood moguls, because it's a closed market.
It's closed. Yeah. Hollywood is very hard to deal with the studio system.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very tight and clubby, and everything is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now possible to tell a tale, tell a good story with digital filmmaking that's mm-hmm. available now for less money than ever was before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The tools, the means of making a movie are now becoming more available to more people.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to have a good story to tell, and you still have to have the ability to make it look good and make it sound good if you want to keep the audience's attention.
Well, I wonder, though. You know, you look at the Blair Witch Project, other films, and, you know, sometimes I tell people, because I know some filmmakers locally, and tell them, if you want to succeed monetarily, if that's your goal, make trash. I tell them, make garbage, and it'll succeed. But, of course, that's an overstatement, too, because not all trash is successful, since so many people are doing it, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could sit down and write a nonsensical script and all kinds of nonsense in it and, you know, low common denominator type of approach, and I could probably do quite well. But, as you say, you still have to make it look professional. And with the film business, which I have been a part of for many years, the film collecting hobby, it's very difficult because film, even now, of course, is sort of a dying breed, but many people still use it, is very expensive. And there are upfront costs in the tens of thousands of dollars just for lab work, just to have labs process and develop a printing. So that can reach into the hundreds of thousands of dollars for a 90-minute film just to do the essential lab working, you know, involved.
That's one of the beauties of the digital revolution. I'll grant you, though, that film still looks better than digital, but the gap is closing, and the digital cameras are getting very, very close to what the film cameras
do. So that really opens up a new market, then, to independents, doesn't it, huh?
It does, and the Internet also opens up an opportunity to get the word out about a film and to help it discover its audience or help its audience discover the film, whichever way you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The Internet is really also a big force to bring information to the people.
Yeah, and to market your film.
Yes.
That's wonderful, because without it, it would be pretty difficult even to market an independent film. And this has changed all of that. So we're really in a very interesting time, actually, of the greatest possibilities for getting your message across than ever before. And now let me ask you, what in the world possessed you to get involved with other producers and co-producers? I know there's quite a few here in the film, actors, and decide that this was your project, your baby, this film. Why did you think that this had to be done right now, and it was such an important project on civil liberties?
Well, the contemporary political situation that we find ourselves living in, right after September 11th of 2001, when there was a creation of the Patriot Act and creation of a Department of Homeland Security, and there was an awful lot of talk about how in order to be safe and secure, we're going to have to let the government have more power over us. We're going to let the government eavesdrop on us. We're going to have to make some presumptions about who's guilty just based on behavior patterns and so on. And I heard that back then, I heard about a project called Total Information Awareness.
Yes.
And going, you've heard of this?
Sure.
Supposedly, it's been discontinued, but I have my doubts that it may be gone somewhere underground and it's still being done.
Yeah, yeah.
They were going to mine all kinds of data on everybody and create a system of tracking people and tracking their behaviors to look for suspicious behavior. It's really Big Brother. It's Big Brother looking over us and making judgments about what we can do and what might be regarded as something that's anti-government.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was moved to write this script and moved to make the movie is to try to let people think about what's going on, help people see what's going on and what might happen if we continue down this path farther.
Well, the film is set in the very near future, not in the distant future.
No, the very near future.
And, you know, we'll talk about the cast and crew later, but the thing that is so interesting is that it is all too realistic, a scenario, and it's dramatic. It's not just, you know, a corny narrated documentary, but it's actually a dramatic film. And if you want to rivet people and captivate people, you know, particularly the young, you have to have, obviously, a decent cast. You have to have a decent budget. You have to have the equipment, and you have to be able to have a good plot that does not bore people, and this film does not bore people at all. It's 102 minutes long, and it really gets going very quickly and stays at a very even pace, I think.
You know, there have been a lot of documentaries made, and some very good ones, about the question of our civil liberties being taken away from us.
And 9/11 and so forth.
And 9/11 and all that. But sometimes it's easier to get people's attention with a story.
That's
the way to begin, at least. And then maybe their appetite is wet, and then they'll dig a little deeper and watch a documentary
or
a book.
I agree. Characters, interesting characters. You have the protagonists, the antagonists, and then the plot develops from there in this movie. And, you know, you right off the bat, you know, you see this government bureaucracy, Homeland Security, basically working for its own vested interests, talking about contracts, getting the money, justifying their budgets and all of that, right?
Oh, yes. It's a real taste of what the well, this is also based on my years of experience. I kind of know that from firsthand, the way those kind of people work and think and what it looks like in there. So that part of it is pretty realistic, I think.
Yes, it is. And then you develop in the film, you develop this theme of opposition to the government surveillance and how the government anticipates this rebellion. Essentially, right?
Yes, yes.
And then tries to move to quell or destroy it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
There is there are parallel stories that intertwine with one another. In one of the stories, we're following someone who works for Homeland Security, starting out believing that what she's doing is a patriotic thing. Her name is Cynthia. She's believes what she's doing is good for the country, and she's doing good work. But she comes to go through a change of heart and realizes that that's a very slippery slope, particularly when it comes around to actually put her in a suspicious situation. This tracking system is used in an early test, and the early test actually casts her in the possible suspicious light. And so she becomes a saboteur from within.
Right.
The other parallel story is an anti-government group working to take this system down from outside using violent means.
Sure.
Hear the music.
Yeah, right. Okay. We'll take a break and we'll be back with you, Tom. And we'll invite callers to call in and question the director of the film as well. If you've seen little previews of it, if you've seen it, let us know. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, well, we're back, and there you go. We've heard it now from Mr. Clinton, and truer words were probably never spoken.
Really? I've never heard that one before.
You don't listen to too much. You don't have time, maybe, but we play it all the time.
You play that quote all the time?
All the time, and George Bush Sr. and Baby Bush, and oh, yes, we have quite a few in snippets that you'll hear. But in any event, you know, it is true that the contempt that public officials have for freedom today is just absolutely amazing. Not all, of course, but the higher-ups and those that are, shall we say, ascending to the throne, placed in power, allegedly through the democratic process, clearly have, you know, this phenomenon of power corrupting and absolute power corrupting absolutely. And when you've got that kind of power and a tremendous vanity and, I believe, a very cliquish group of people around you, Illuminists and so forth, that want to crave more power, I think, you know, it stands to reason, even to the most uninitiated people, you know, the ditto heads, so to speak, and the people that watch TV news and believe everything they see, that there's something afoul here, you know, there's something amiss. And when they watch a movie like your movie, and they see it acted out, they see just how corrupt some government officials can be, and yet there's that glimmer of hope that there are one or two here or there that start waking up and start turning against the system. And I think that's what's very interesting about your film, Tom.
Well, I'm trying to remind people that they have to, the audience, I'm trying to remind people who are viewing this, that there's something to be said for taking a stand for the right thing, even if it means going against everybody else who's around you. We all find ourselves enmeshed in organizations or in a culture of people who believe things are a certain way, and it's easy to go along. It's easy to just go along, but when it's necessary to take a personal stand for the right thing, it takes courage, and the consequences of doing that can be dire. If you can you can take tremendous personal risk when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
The story that I tell of Cynthia is an individual who takes a personal stand, mm-hmm. and the parallel story that I was starting to say a little about before the break, there's an individual who is part of a group that is working against the government in a violent way.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a personal stand as well against violence. And the two individuals in opposite, coming at this from opposite organizations, really opposite worlds, and they both independently take a stand and their lives cross in an unexpected way.
Now, does the film have a, if I may use this expression, a happy ending?
It has a surprise ending, and it's
yes.
And it's a satisfying ending.
Okay.
And you won't, the viewers will not expect it. And yet when they see it, it'll all make sense that, that's how it all fits together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a satisfying ending.
I haven't seen the ending because I couldn't get beyond three quarters of the DVD, as I said. So
I can send you another one.
I'll get another one, yes. And we'll discuss it again when you come back in the future.
Okay. I'll make sure you get another one.
Yeah, thank you. But I can just imagine, you know, I hate to have these cliffhangers now and have to wait.
Now you're in the middle of a cliffhanger.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. But in any event, now how does your, I'm sure you've seen some of the other movies that have been rather provocative and actually rather, you have to wonder how they were allowed to be made. What was the film there? V for Vendetta? Was that the one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw that.
That was out like 3 years ago. What did you think of that film?
Well, I thought that was really pretty good. It's not coming back to me in all of its detail because I did see it two, three years ago.
Right.
But it was about the,
it was
Guy Fawkes, the famous Guy Fawkes, who tried to bomb Parliament,
mm-hmm.
A couple hundred years ago or so, mm-hmm. 150 years ago. But it's set in the modern day, when a group has kind of patterned itself after Guy Fawkes, and they're going to do a bombing of Parliament.
Mm.
Right? That's right.
It basically suggests a violence as the only way to bring the system down. So it is kind of provocative, and I know some people did not like that, but the reality is I think in the film itself, it did show just how possible, how feasible, and how likely it is that insiders in the government had set up terrorist acts and then blamed it on Muslims, for example, blamed them on other people outside the government, and all the while it was the government itself involved. And I
thought
that was the most important thing.
That was the most important thing, and that's the carry-out message for us
exactly.
in our country today, because mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who believe that this government
mm-hmm.
Intentionally
sure.
had something to do with 9/11.
Yeah, can you imagine that, huh?
All right. It's scary.
We'll be back. Tom Mercer is my guest,
right.
Director of Uncivil
liberties. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be back and take some calls, too.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And once again, we continue with Tom Mercer. And there you have another actuality, Tom, from another great leader.
I love it.
Freudian slips.
Unbelievable.
Yep, and well, almost an admission, yeah.
Freudian slip, because I think that there's a lot of, there's more truth to what was said there than than a mistake.
That's right. At the most inappropriate and unexpected time, the truth will come out, huh? Well,
yeah.
That's true. And, you know, the film itself, we'll take calls in a few minutes. By the way, the number 800-313-9443. Jump on the line, and we'll take Joe first from Texas. But you know, idea of having a film like this, an independent film, as you say, is really something that today is something that was unheard of years ago, to be able to do it and to be able to get it distributed without access to the media, money to advertise it, a big budget, and so forth. Let me ask you, what kind of resources did it take you and the group to be able to put this thing together, all of the costs?
Well, the budget would be $250,000 if it was all figured in cash.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an awful lot of volunteer effort,
right,
in-kind gifts and contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And the money was raised from people who, friends and family, friends of the project, and people who really believed in the message, loaned money to the project.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that we'll be able to pay our creditors back with the royalties from our DVD sales as it goes forward and more people get a chance to buy a DVD and view it in their home.
Now, has it been shown theatrically? I believe it has already.
Yes, it has had a digital movie, it's kind of difficult to get a wide theatrical distribution because most theaters are not equipped to to project digitally. They project film. And as you were saying earlier in the program, the cost of film, the cost of converting a digital movie, even at the end of the process, to convert it all to film, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars, and to make enough prints to go to many theaters at once, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. So theatrical release is not practical for most independent films. So it gets seen on DVD. But during the time we did have a limited theatrical showcase, it did better than all the Hollywood films that were showing in that same theater. You know, it was a multiplex with several theaters in it. And we had, for the week that we were running, we had a bigger audience than all the other seven or eight films that were showing at the time.
Boy, that is quite a feather in your cap.
Well, it's the word of mouth spread, and as the week went on, the audience built.
I'm sure you're familiar with the success and limited release of Aaron Russo, the late Aaron Russo's movie, From Freedom to Fascism.
Yes, I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
And that is very widely seen.
Yes. America, Freedom to Fascism. And now your film, I think a similar vein, is leading in a succession of films maybe to come on these subjects that are really and truly fundamentally reaching millions of Americans through the Internet. And they can just click on now, I mean, so many of these films, and watch them right there, download the films, and see them, see parts of them, the trailers, and entice them to buy the whole film, the DVD. And that was, again, unheard of even really 10, 15 years ago. You know, it was just unheard of. So,
well, now, can I mention that Uncivil Liberties does have a website where people can view a trailer?
Absolutely. I'm
and
on
read
it right
about
now,
it.
As a matter of fact. Yeah.
It's www.uncivilliberties.com.
Mm-hmm.
Uncivilliberties, all one word, .com.
Right.
And you can view a trailer. You can read about the film. You can look at a behind the scenes making of video. And it'll also tell you where you can get a copy of the movie itself.
Now, also, let me ask you, what about the press reviews? What kinds of reviews have you been getting, if any?
And on the website you'll get a chance to read some of our press reviews. We've been getting good reviews, and we've been getting good blog. The blogosphere, so to speak, has picked up on it and been doing really quite a few reviews. It's interesting, if you Google Uncivil Liberties, to the word Uncivil Liberties, you get 15 or so pages of hits that talk about this movie.
Yeah, and you've of course gotten some reviews from some of us here at Republic, right?
Yes, I do.
Mike Herzog and
some
of the others, and you will be making appearances on other programs as well. And that will be something to look forward to. So basically, before I take a call or two, you know, the thing about the film is that you had to get together all of this cast and crew. What kind of effort did that entail, doing that?
Well, you know, it is, when you add them all up, including, you know, the extras and the small people in small parts, it's 100 or more people involved in this project. And pulling them together was a labor of love. I mentioned a little while ago that I had helped found an organization of filmmakers in the upstate New York area, and that network was the basis of reaching out to many of these people. But when there's a strange phenomena that happens when you start to make a movie, it attracts people. People come around, and it becomes a magnet in and of itself. We made this, by the way, I should say, and we made this over a period of 5 years. So collecting the people wasn't like we had to collect them for all at once. They came to us slowly over the years. That'll be an interesting thing we can talk about maybe if we have time.
I would.
The challenges of doing it over that period of time.
Yeah, because, you know, when you have limited resources and you have to try to get volunteers together and different people, different processes. You don't shoot a film. The old days of shooting a film in 10, 14 days.
That's right.
On the back lot. This is something that takes a long time, and it does. The editing is really, I know this is the final cut we're talking about, but I'm sure you as director probably went through many different versions of this before you finally settled on the final cut, right?
Many, over a period of a year or so just in the editing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been working on my documentary myself. This is the second year, and it's going to come out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
America's Legacy of Betrayal in World War II and what happened there with Stalin and so forth. So it does, when you don't have a lot of people and you don't have a lot of time,
money.
Spare time or money. But
or money,
it does
yeah.
involve, yeah, in your case especially. But we're doing this as a cable TV project, so we have the blessing of using their equipment. But
oh, good.
Yeah, when you don't, you have to rent equipment or rent studio, and that can be very expensive. So I know what you're saying. Yes, absolutely. Let's take a call or two. 800-313-9443 for our guest, Tom Mercer, who is the director of Uncivil Liberties, the new exciting political thriller. You tell me about it. Have you seen it? Have you seen the preview? Have you been on the site? All right, you tell me. First, let's start with Joe in Texas, I believe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, bro?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Mercer.
Yes.
I saw your advertisement on the web, and it's what I appreciate is you're getting the truth out mm-hmm. about the way the government's going now, and you know, letting the people know what's really going on. And I think that has a big, there's a lot of people want to know the truth, but yet they hide from it. And I think you're getting the message out, sir.
Great, great. That's what I'm trying to do, and I'm just one person, but do what I can.
Well, there's, you know, documentary, as far as people's lives go, and I'm Mr. Mercer, one of these people that goes back to being a veteran that has, like, fought in Central America, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have you given any consideration to doing a documentary-type movie, man? I mean, on people's lives.
Well, I haven't made any thought about doing a documentary at present, but I'm always interested in new ideas. So that would be something I'd think about.
Okay.
Now, if people would like to communicate those ideas to you, is there a particular email or a way they
mm-hmm.
can get to you?
On the Uncivil Liberties website, there is a place you can go to where it says contact.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch with me that way through the website.
Okay, and it'll get to you, right?
It'll come right to me.
All right.
Mr. Mercer, I appreciate you getting the truth out, sir, in your movies.
Thank you.
I've seen it on the web, and I've heard a couple people where I live talk about it.
Good.
And so keeping the message out, sir.
That's right.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, thank you,
thank
Joe.
You. Thank you.
And bless you, too, your work. And let me also ask at this point, if people are ready to purchase the movie, what would be the way to do that? By the website?
By the
number they can call?
By the website. It's available at many different online retailers, all the famous ones
that
people have heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And the website will let you click right through to any of those different retail outlets.
I imagine it must be getting, hopefully it'll be getting on the shelves of some of the video distributors and bookstores as well.
Yes, we have a plan to have it out on the rental houses right after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be I think it is now on Netflix. It is available on Netflix. Now,
right.
It's going on some of the brick and mortar shelves of rental stores right after the first of the year.
Now, is Bill Clinton and Dick Cheney, are they going to get a copy? Or you think they'll order one on their own?
I wonder if I were to send one to them. Why don't you send them the bad one you've got?
All right, I'll do that. They'd probably skeet shoot with it anyway, right?
Well, yeah.
There you go.
I wouldn't really want to be standing nearby, though.
Right. Somehow I don't think they're going to buy it, though.
No.
But that's okay. That's good. We appreciate why. All right, let me see. We have another call here from Lance in Texas, I believe. Hello, Lance.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Mr. Mercer, I've not seen your film, but I'm looking forward to renting it when it comes out on DVD where I can get it.
Okay.
I do have a suggestion since Joe kind of led into it.
Uh-huh.
Have you read Crashmaker by Edwin Vieira Jr. and his co-writer? I know Rick knows who Edwin is.
Right.
No, I've not read that.
He's a legal scholar, right?
Okay.
He's the foremost scholar on constitutional money.
Yeah.
And he wrote this. Now, if you go to the Crashmaker site, it doesn't give his name anymore, but 3 or 4 years ago, it said it was co-authored by him. But I highly suggest if you want to make another film and you don't want to do a documentary that you check out this Crashmaker. It's about the Federal Reserve, but it's got all this intrigue, and there's a love interest and betrayal, and it's very good. I think it would make an excellent movie. Dr. Vieira is a genius, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of D.V. Kidd's best friends.
Yes.
But,
anyways,
that was my suggestion.
That's a good suggestion.
That
very
is,
good suggestion, Lance.
I'll be sure to read it, and maybe Dr. Vieira would option it to make it a movie.
It's mm-hmm. It's called Crashmaker.com, if I'm not mistaken. You can go there and you can read bits and pieces of it.
But. Okay.
Thanks for your good work. I appreciate it. I'll be watching the film.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Very good. Very good that you call. I appreciate the support. And we'll take more calls, too. If we haven't come in, I know a lot of people hesitant to ask a question because they haven't seen the movie.
Right.
Or they haven't, had a chance to delve into it. But that doesn't mean they can't ask a question on what you're saying in the movie, how far you go, and so forth.
Oh,
and that's why we're here tonight.
Oh, you can just talk to me about filmmaking if you want. I'm
filmmaking
a director,
and
so maybe
philosophy
you're curious about
of government
that.
As well.
Government. Yeah.
Sure. Now, that's what I want to get into as well. Our number is 800-313-9443. And, you mentioned the five-year span that it took you to get to this point to get the movie made. And I think you said earlier that it was right after 9/11 that you got this desire with the Patriot Act and all of that to make the
mm-hmm.
film, right?
Right after 9/11 was as soon as November that I began writing the script.
Mm-hmm.
And we began filming. The first day of filming was April 6th, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And then their filming ran for the next 4 years or so on weekends and mostly weekends, long weekends, when we could put mm-hmm. together a cast and crew and do a little more filming. You could spend a day in front of cameras, and what you end up with may be 3 or 4 minutes of movie time in the end.
Yeah, sure. That is very true. Let's take a call from Mike in Kentucky now. Hello, Mike. You're on with our guest, Tom Mercer.
I don't know if you actually said what sector what portion of the or department or whatever of the government you worked with, but I know from talking with other folks about their budgetary situation, that they always try to push for more and spend everything they've got because they know if they don't, they're going to end up getting cut.
You're absolutely right.
So,
and one of the departments I did work for was the budget department. So I can tell you that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, they want to make sure they spend more money than they did last year, so they can always push for an increase. Because if they have anything left over, man, they can count. There's no real incentive to operate efficiently.
No, not in the government. There's no incentive to operate efficiently.
You're right. Some people that have to try to find work to do. I mean, they try to look busy and, you know, be they you know, some kind of an assistant to somebody that already has a secretary, so they have a secretary and an assistant, and the assistant's like twiddling their thumbs trying to look busy.
I'll tell you what. The things I've seen will make your hair curl.
Yeah, what kind of stuff were you talking about though? As far as in the movie, you're talking about how they vie for more money and stuff like that. That's the aspect that I'm familiar with. But I was wondering what you were, you know, this new bureaucracy that you were describing.
Well, in the fictional world of the movie. The people are working for a government agency. It is implied that it's something like Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking that if they do this tracking system that's going to keep tabs on everybody in the country and look for suspicious behavior, if they do it really well in its first test, then they'll get a bigger budget next year.
There you go. Hey, Mike, do you want to hang on? Because we got a quick break.
Yeah, I can hang on for a
sure. Time. Stay with us. All right, we'll be right back with Tom Mercer, and we'll take more calls. And our number is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
righty, we're back, fellow Eloy, and we have Mike from Kentucky now questioning our guest, Director Tom Mercer. And, yes, please continue, gentlemen.
I see we're almost out of time. You mentioned Homeland Security earlier, and you thought it might still exist. I think Congress actually attempted to defund it, and, you know, the Pentagon that supposedly on September the 10th, 2001, Don Rumsfeld said, well, we need some new computers. We can't properly account for something ridiculous. I forget what it was, $2 point something trillion or over 25% of their expenditures they couldn't properly account for. So it's real easy to hide programs that Congress attempts to defund, and there's a company in Georgia that essentially is doing everything that they wanted to do under the public what was it they called it? Had the spooky eye pyramid thing?
Oh, that's, yeah, that
total information awareness.
Yes, that's the inspiration for the computer system that's in my movie.
Mm.
And you know, we're going to have this thing called the
intuitive,
the real ID, the real ID tag.
We've already got it.
And
it's here.
And they're going to have radio frequency transponders built into them.
Well, you know what the Pentagon called that when they started it? Do you know what the program was?
No.
It was a psychological operation just in the dang name for it. It was called the Multi-Technology Automated Reader Card, and I had a spec sheet, information sheet, with the guy's office in the Pentagon from like 15 years ago. Of course, you know the military, they like their acronyms or whatever. They called it the MARC.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know they called it that. And, boy, isn't that... Wow.
That's been like 15, 16 years ago that I found out about it. And that, myself, is to me, it just seems like a psychological operation to call it that.
Because
anybody that's a devout Christian that doesn't want to take the MARC, you better get out of the military.
Yeah. The chutzpah they have.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the possibilities are endless here of filmmaking, and there's no shortage of plots and theories and nefarious activities on the part of governments, that's for sure. And government that we have now has definitely been... right at the apex of secrets, withholding information, surveillance on its own people, torture, all of these things, and then lied about them and repeatedly lied and says, trust me, we're going to take care of the American people and protect them from the enemy. Well, turns out the enemy is here, not there, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
I know it. And just when you think that they couldn't possibly get any worse, they manage to somehow.
They do. They stoop to a new low, and that's the scary part. And we still have, thank God, we still have the freedom that we do to make these types of films. But if they had their way, my good hunch is they would shut down the Internet, shut down all television, radio, broadcasting, and put it under the control of this emperor who is going to keep us safe and secure in our country and keep us from Al-Qaeda and keep us safe and protect us. So my hunch is that that is where they are taking us unless things are turned around. And your film is one of the tools that people will need to do that. Can you stay into the next hour, Tom?
Sure, as long as we've got people to talk to.
All right,
yes.
We'll see if we can drum up some more people to ask questions, but I've got a few we haven't gotten into, so we'll spend a little bit more time the next hour. Jump aboard, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on republicbroadcasting.org and RBN. With